Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower, back after a long break here. A brand new year, brand new shows. Looking forward to yet another year of greatness with you guys here on the overnights. Here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And Steve Cochran is out, I believe, and Pete McMurray will be filling in for Pete. And I'll be joining Pete to talk about the year-end box office and stuff. I'm normally on with Steve Cochran on Tuesday mornings. Well, Pete's in this morning, and I'm actually going to be on. Instead of 6:20, I'll be on at 6:40. So if you want to tune into that a little bit later on, it's always nice to hear Pete back. Hey, we're here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got a bunch of stuff to come up on the show. But right now, there's a brand new book called When Animals Attack, the 70 Best Horror Movies with Killer Animals. Now, this is a subgenre that was incredibly popular in the 70s. It continues to be popular, but incredibly popular in the 70s thanks to the immense success of Jaws. And then there just seemed to be an angry animal, you know, nature versus human film that would come out like every other week after Jaws. And it's a great genre, and a lot of great movies and a lot of terrible movies have come out underneath this thing. And it's called When Animals Attack. The editor is Vanessa Morgan. She's going to be joining us. And one of the contributors is our old friend Aaron Christensen, who wrote a review and essay about Food of the Gods, one of the classic 70s giant animal attack movies. And he has written his own books and edited his own books as well and been part of the horror genre for many years. And let's first welcome Aaron to the show. He's an old buddy. Hey, Aaron, how are you, man?
How are you, Nick? It's such a great pleasure being back with you back for the first of the year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, sir.
Thank you, and to you.
Now, how did you? We're trying to get a hold of Vanessa right now. We're having a little difficulty getting a hold of her. But let me ask you from your end, before we get into the book that you contributed, tell everybody about a couple of the books that you put together.
Well, the first one was Horror 101, which was, as it sounds, kind of a primer in horror movies you need to see. So if you want to be a well-rounded horror fan, and those went all the way from like the silent years all the way up to, I think, 1999 with like Blair Witch and Sixth Sense.
By the way, Aaron, I love that book.
That was the ringing endorsement. I was like, thank you.
No, I love it. And I think the movies that were chosen were perfect. They came from different genres, different time periods. It is exactly what the title states, Horror 101. It's great stuff.
Yeah. And then the second one was kind of going at the other direction, which is called Hidden Horror. And we went out looking for kind of everybody's favorite underrated or overlooked horror flick. And both of those books, we took kind of a many-headed approach in that I reached out to a lot of different horror fans because I knew I was going to get bored listening to me talk all the time.
Right.
So I was like, let's get everybody in the mix. And, you know, we have everybody from all over the world, of different ages. And I think that's kind of what gives those books their special flavor.
Yeah, and when we get into When Animals Attack, it's the same kind of thing here. There are people from all over the world, yep. Different backgrounds. There's some filmmakers in here, I love the fact that Vanessa got Jeff Lieberman to write about Squirm.
I thought that was hilarious myself. I was like, yes.
That's fantastic. Horror-wise, Jeff, recently, what have you seen that, the more modern stuff that you've seen over maybe the past couple of years that you like?
Sure. Well, it's funny because, I mean, you know, I'm doing my year-end recap for the blog.
Yeah.
I didn't see a ton of new stuff, but I also will say that I didn't see a ton of new stuff that I really loved. Mm. Within that, however, I did see The Witch earlier this year, and that one just knocked me out. I think it's probably one of my favorite films for the year, not just horror, but of any genre.
I agree 100%,
Acting, you know, acting, directing, just right down the line, it's just a brilliant movie. As far as, like, fun summer horror, I thought you couldn't do wrong by The Shallows.
Yeah.
That shark movie.
Yeah.
I was not expecting to enjoy a shark movie quite that much.
Yeah, and that one could fit into the book that we're talking about, no question.
Exactly.
It was a terrific movie. Did you see Don't Breathe?
I did, and man, what amazing performance by Stephen Lang, right?
Yeah, huh? Oh, yeah. Beautifully made film, like really, really, logistically doesn't make a lot of sense, but But the way that it's so beautifully directed, like, you know where everyone is in the house at the same time, and it's just really, and I just adore Jane Levy. I love her. I loved her so much in the Evil Dead remake. I just think she's great. When did you get into horror, Aaron?
Oh, I mean, I started probably like a lot of people as kind of a monster kid. I didn't grow up on Svengoolie, but I grew up out in San Francisco with Creature Features with Bob Wilkins.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very kind of grateful to have been born when I was, because I got to kind of grow up with the genre. I mean, I was born in 68, which was Night of the Living Dead and Rosemary's Baby. And it feels like the horror genre kind of grew up from there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was born in 65. I'm with you 100%. I can echo that statement completely, you know.
You know,
It was a special time.
Exactly. Well, and it's funny. I mean, the reason you talked about Food of the Gods, and the reason I picked it was kind of like, you know, that was perfect. The 70s were such a great kind of mishmash of anything. They were throwing anything at the wall to see what would stick. And I love that this genre kind of grew out of that, like you said, out of the Jaws sensation.
Yeah. It's astonishing, you know, having read the book, Aaron, how many times Jaws is mentioned in each essay. Like, I mean, it's just, it seems like if you're going to write an essay about an animal attack movie or killer animals or nature versus human, you clearly have to pick up with Jaws.
It's hard not to reference it, for sure.
Absolutely. Now, some of the movies...
I was happy that we did manage to, you know, Vanessa did manage to you know, curate a really kind of wide variety and stuff that does predate Jaws in the 70s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the first one that pops into my head that predates Jaws is Frogs.
Sure.
Which is just one of the worst and craziest movies. The guy who wrote the article really loved it. The guy who wrote the piece has a very, I mean, he really thinks it's a terrific film.
Yeah.
And as I read it, I was like, maybe I should go back and watch this movie again.
Well, you, it'll still be the same goofy movie you remembered it to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that was one of the, I mean, that was certainly one of the early kind of ecological, you know, nature strikes back kind of movies that we saw in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, you know, the thing about, well, for those people who don't know, Frogs is from the early 70s. Sam Elliott, pre-mustache.
Yes.
Ray Milland and a bunch of people, there's this incredibly rich, awful family that lives in this, like, swamp area. And, nature strikes back. They've been dumping pollutants, and Ray Milland doesn't care about the environment, so the animals attack. And they seem to be basically organized and controlled by frogs. These, like, and I remember seeing it at the drive-in when I was a kid. And what stuck out for me was the very interesting way that everybody dies. Like, each death is very weird and different.
Yes.
And I like the fact that the frogs just sit around and they're in charge.
Oh, man, the frogs are hilarious because they don't really do anything. They just kind of sit, like, they'll occasionally, like, hop over a dead body, and you're like,
yeah,
in your face, pal.
And then they'll cut to a close-up of one of the bullfrogs, like, you know, looking at another one. It's just, it's a tremendous movie in that regard. I also remember really thinking the score was weird for that one.
That does ring a bell. Mostly, I just remember, like, Ray Milland, like, you know, so bitter and angry that his career ended up here.
Yeah, yeah. He in the 70s, he wasn't between that and the thing with two heads.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Now, let me quickly. We've got Vanessa. Let me just say hello to her before we break to for the news. Vanessa Morgan, who is the editor of the book that we're talking about. Vanessa, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. Thank you.
Now, tell everybody where you are. Where are you?
Oh well, I'm at home now in Belgium.
In Belgium. So we've got you all the way. What time is it in Belgium right now?
I think it's about 9:30 now.
9:30 on the 4th? Yes. No,
the third.
Okay, so I don't know how anything works. Well, anyway, I wanted to welcome you.
2 hours later.
I wanted to welcome you to the show, Vanessa. So hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right, and Aaron, you hang on too, buddy.
Will do.
All right, and we'll talk more with Aaron Christensen, who wrote a piece for this new book, and the editor of the book, When Animals Attack, the 70 Best Horror Movies with Killer Animals. Terrific book, and we will talk more with these guys after we break for news, which is next. Welcome back. Hey, I forgot it's Tuesday, so it's two for Tuesday. Two for Tuesday. It's not Monday, it's Tuesday. Two for Tuesday. So get in there. If you're listening to the show, you, the listeners, program the music bumps that we hear coming back from breaks and news and stuff. And we have a theme every day. Today is Tuesday, so two for Tuesday. One artist, two songs. One artist, two songs. Two for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And welcome back. It's Nick DiGilio here. We're here till 5 a.m. Your overnight due, 2 to 5. And we're talking about a new book called When Animals Attack, the 70 Best Horror Movies with Killer Animals. The editor of the book is Vanessa Morgan. One of the contributors is our good friend, Aaron Christensen, who's been on the show several times. And we welcome them back to the show. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. All right. Hello. Vanessa, let's talk about your background. How long have you been writing?
I think it's almost 10 years now. But I was mainly writing fiction stories before. Mm-hmm.
And what brought you to this project? Are you a fan of these kind of movies, Vanessa?
Oh, absolutely. I think I was born a horror girl, so I've loved it for all my life, even as a toddler. And the idea for this book, it had been with me for maybe 15 years or something. It's something I've always wanted to do.
Now, when did you first get into the horror genre, Vanessa? Can you tell me about how your love for horror started?
Like I said, it already started when I was just a child. I was really fascinated with everything related to horror. And when my parents bought me Barbie girls, I was torturing them. So I think it was already a good indication of what I would try to do later.
That's fantastic. You were torturing your Barbies. I love it.
So as soon as I was able to watch movies. I've always been on the lookout for horror movies, and after a while I've seen all the popular ones, and now I was looking for the more obscure ones.
Do you remember the first ones that really made an impact on you, Vanessa, when you were a child? What movies really, really got you?
Well, it was an animal attack movie, and it was Tarantula. Giant spider. So, I was only a child when I saw that on television, and it absolutely terrified me to a point that, in reality, I was figuring out ways of how to survive if there would be a giant spider invasion.
That's what the best movies do. That's what they do. Tarantula is a classic, Vanessa. I can't tell you the number of times, you know, that it was shown here, on independent channels on a Saturday afternoon. It was just one of those movies.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. So now, Aaron, how did you and Vanessa, how did she get in touch with you to do the piece that you wrote, Aaron?
Well, I actually, I was fortunate enough to go out to the Brussels International Fantastic Film Festival, lovingly known as BIFF, back in 2012. And I stayed with my pal, Gert Verbeek, who contributed to both Horror 101 and Hidden Horror. And, you know, when you're at BIFF, you run into all sorts of like-minded folks, as you can imagine. And Vanessa was there for a lot of the screenings. And I found that we just immediately hit it off. We had great conversations, not always agreeing on the films, which is always really fun because she's an extremely intelligent and articulate horror fan. And so we sat and chatted quite a bit over the course of the festival. Mm-hmm. And when she reached out telling me about the When Animals Attack project, I was like, yes, I absolutely want in.
Vanessa, when did this project, you decide to do this? Obviously, you know, Tarantula was one of those life-changing movies, and that falls into this category. When did you decide that you want to do an entire book dedicated to the animal attack genre?
Well, the idea came to me about maybe 10 or 15 years ago, but I really decided to work on it about 2 years ago. And a year ago, the book was complete.
And how did you pick the... first of all, Aaron, you said you chose the food of the gods?
What's that?
You said you chose the food of the gods?
Well, yeah. She had asked if there were any movies in particular in the genre, and I said, oh, my God, can I please do Food of the Gods?
Okay. And Vanessa, is that how you did it with all the writers, with all 70 writers?
Yeah, indeed. What I really wanted to read in every essay was the passion for each film. So I really asked every writer, like, what are your favorites? What are your ones that are really special to you that you want to talk about? And I went from there. And I always said, like, if you have an obscure movie or if you can surprise me with something, please do. But otherwise, just go with the ones that you're most passionate about.
And you know what? That is the case in every essay, Vanessa. You can tell that the people who wrote these essays about each of these movies felt very passionate about it. The movie made a very big impact, and in a lot of cases, it made me rethink the film as I was reading it.
Yeah, because in some of these films aren't really good ones if you look at it objectively, but most of them are really, really fun to watch, and these writers, they make you feel the fun of these movies.
Right. Well, I want to mention a couple of my favorites that are written about in the book, and then I want to get to some of the other ones. A film from last year, which was on my top 10 list when it came out last year, is a film called White God. Oh, my God, what an amazing, amazing movie, and beautifully written about. And who's? Tell me a little bit about the author of White God.
I think he's Hungarian. And or do you want, that's a director, or do you want to know about the writer wrote about the film?
Yeah, no, the I'm talking about the person who wrote the essay.
Okay, well, she's a blogger from the Overlook Hotel, and yeah, it was also her favorite films of the last years, and I can understand why, because the film is both a horror movie and a fairy tale, and it's one of the most beautiful animal attack movies in recent history, and I cried for 2 hours during the film. And the girl who wrote the essay, she had the same feeling about it, and she really understood what the film was about.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Aaron, have you seen White God?
You know, I have not.
It's an astonishing piece of work. And Vanessa, just on the technical level of how they got those dogs to do what they did in that movie, it's just, I mean, I was astounded.
It's incredible.
It's an absolutely incredible film.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about another one that is one of my favorites. I remember seeing, now we'll do the complete opposite. We can talk about White Dog, which is Samuel Fuller's outstanding film. And what is that one of your favorites, Vanessa? Do you like that film?
Also, I think almost all the dog movies in the book are some of the best films in terms of quality.
Yeah. Yeah, White Dog is a notorious film. For people who, and Aaron, you've seen White Dog.
I have indeed, yeah.
It's an astonishing movie, too. And for those people who don't know, the film stars Christy McNichol, and she finds a stray dog that she brings home, and then discovers that the dog has been trained to attack black people. Like, the dog was trained by racists, was owned by racists. And Paul Winfield comes in as a deprogrammer. It's a great movie. And make sure you see the director's cut, because the theatrical cut, where they cut a lot of the stuff out, not nearly as powerful as the Samuel Fuller director's cut. Okay.
Strangely enough, it wasn't popular at all when it came out.
Yeah, I know.
Very controversial.
Absolutely. I remember I was in high school when it came out, and people were just kind of like, what is this movie? It was very strange. But they did also a really nice essay, too. All right, Aaron, why don't we talk about The Food of the Gods? Tell everybody about why you chose Food of the Gods and what the movie's about and why you love it so much.
I think, like Vanessa, and actually Tarantula is also one of my favorites, and it's one of the ones that I saw as a kid, and that definitely resonated for me. I didn't know that about you, Vanessa. That's hilarious. Food of the Gods is one of those movies that I saw as a kid. I mean, like at the perfect time. I was probably like 11 or 12. And, you know, it's by Bird Eye Gordon, who, you know, it was back in the 50s. He did, you know, The Amazing Colossal Man and The Village of the Giants. And this was kind of his comeback. He did this, and then he did Empire of the Ants. And both of them just kind of had that wonderful fantasy quality where you're watching, you know, people fight these giant puppets that are just being, you know, like these giant rat head puppets being poked in from outside of the frame.
Right.
Or you've got these, like, ridiculous rear projections with the people, you know, clearly not in the same film, same frame as the animals. But it really kind of has this this magic to it. And I mean, just as a great piece of kind of like pulp entertainment, I've always loved it. And you've got rats, you got giant larvae, you got giant roosters. I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, what a cavalcade of giant animals.
I believe the giant roosters are my favorite. I believe,
oh my God,
the first time they go into that hen house, I about pee myself every time I see the movie. And it's legendary. I saw it in the theater, and Bird Eye Gordon, also known as Mr. Big,
was also did
Day of the Animals, did he not? No, that was Girdler. That was Girdler.
William Girdler, exactly.
That was Girdler, right. Okay. All right, listen, everybody hang on. Vanessa, hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right, and Aaron, hang on.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. We got a commercial here. We got to do some commercials, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about it. It's a terrific book, by the way, of a great fun subgenre. If you're a horror movie fan, you got to get it. It's called When Animals Attack, the 70 Best Horror Movies with Killer Animals, with really great, insightful, beautifully written, sometimes funny, sometimes really startling essays about each of these films. It's terrific. We have a link on our Facebook page. You should get it. Facebook.com/Nick T Show. We'll come back and talk more with Aaron and with Vanessa after this. Morning, everybody. Nick DiCilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We are here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Pete McMurray filling in for Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. We're going to tell you about some of the holidays, weird holidays, and birthdays that you can celebrate in January. I also want to talk about weird anxiety job dreams. And Esmeralda and I are going to go head-to-head in the first edition of Celebrity Name Game for the radio for 2017. But right now we are talking with the editor of When Animals Attack, the 70 Best Horror Movies with Killer Animals, and one of the contributors. The editor is Vanessa Morgan. The contributor is Aaron Christensen, and it's a terrific, terrific book. And we welcome Vanessa back. Welcome back, Vanessa.
Hey.
And Aaron, welcome back, man.
Hello, sir.
Okay, I want to mention a couple here, Vanessa, that I really think I love the idea of them. First of all, I mentioned before we got you on the air, Vanessa, I mentioned how unbelievably thrilled I was that you got Jeff Lieberman to write about Squirm. How did that happen?
Really? Great.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Well, I met Jeff also at Biff, the same festival as Aaron, mm-hmm. A couple of years ago. And, we're friends on Facebook. So when I was making the book, obviously I thought about Squirm and I asked him if he wanted to participate.
And but for those people who don't know, this, first of all, the movie Squirm, Aaron, care to take a crack at the plot of Squirm?
Well, what's funny is that Squirm actually ended up in Hidden Horror as well. So it's kind of like, the plot is, you know, like a power line goes down and drives all these angry earthworms out of the ground and into people's faces.
Right. And that's pretty much it. And and Vanessa got the writer-director of the movie to write about it in your book. It's one of my favorite essays in the book, Vanessa. He did such a great job with it.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Yeah. I also want to mention that you got Beverly Gray to write about Piranha.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I got to say, you know, I've had Beverly on the show.
And
she's wonderful, and she's written a book about Roger Corman, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. She worked with him. Has so many great stories. How did you get Beverly to write about Piranha?
Well, I don't know Beverly personally, but I really loved her blog, and I knew about her books, and so I thought that, she would be a wonderful person to write an essay for the book, and so I just asked her, and she immediately said yes.
Yeah, and she's great. A great guest. I've had her on the show a couple times. She's a great guest and has just a boatload of Roger Corman stories. And her take on Piranha is fantastic. Now, Vanessa, what are some of your favorite movies that are featured in the book?
I think one of my favorites is a French movie called Baxter. It's also a movie about a killer dog. Not many people know it. Mm. But what makes it original is that you hear the dog think, and he rationalizes about why he wants to kill certain people.
Okay.
And it's a very, very strange movie. I don't know if you've seen it.
I have not seen it. I've never seen it, no.
It's a really weird film, but it's really worth it.
Yeah, I did read about it in your book, obviously. And you know, it's another thing that's great about this book, Vanessa, is that of the movies that I've seen, I've read, you know, some of the essays, and then I would mark off, I got to watch that one again.
And that's
then,
great.
And then of the movies that I haven't seen, that being one of them, I marked off, I've got to see this one. So
yeah.
That's one of the fun things about books that are set up like this. Aaron, would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I think that's the fun thing, you know, like, you know, dyed-in-the-wool horror fans, like all three of us. I mean, we're still going to be constantly being recommended new films that we haven't seen already. And I just saw Baxter myself only a couple of years ago. I remember when it came out, I remember getting a lot of kind of press.
Yeah.
But I never caught up with it.
Yeah.
And it's definitely worth checking out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Aaron, what are some of your favorites that are in the book?
Oh, man. Well, I got to put a shout out to my buddy, John Kitley, because he does an essay on the giant claw, which is, oh my God. I mean, having just come out of November, with our turkey, it's this giant flying buzzard turkey thing, like this big turkey puppet. And it's such a terrible, terrible movie, but, kind of like Food of the Gods and others that we've mentioned, there's a sense of fun about it.
Yeah.
That you can't not enjoy watching it, especially when that giant turkey puppet is coming right at the camera.
Oh yeah. I'm just going to mention a few here just to throw out that I really love. I'm a huge fan of the very first movie that is written. It's set up alphabetically in the book, and the very first movie that's written about is Alligator, which is one of my favorites. Vanessa, do you love Alligator?
Absolutely, especially the scene where he crashes the party, where the alligator crashes the party. That's really the best.
It is, and I mean, it's beautifully written. Kevin Matthews wrote the essay, and I mean, for people who don't know, John Sayles wrote it. Robert Forrester, one of the most likable leads in any horror movie. Great movie. I'm also a huge fan of Cujo. And I really, really love the essay because, like, the essay, it's like it starts out with, wait a minute, it's a Saint Bernard. Like, how in God's name are you going to be scared of a Saint Bernard? And it's funny that I mentioned both those movies are both directed by the same guy. Louis Teague. So that's one of my favorites. Day of the Animals only, well, it's classic, but only because of shirtless Leslie Nielsen. Shirtless Leslie Nielsen taking on a grizzly bear. That right there.
You don't get that every day.
No, you don't. And you should. One of my favorite, most underrated George Romero movies is in here, Monkey Shines.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa, do you like that one? Is that one of your favorites, too?
Absolutely. Because a few days also after seeing or rewatching that film, I adopted a cat and I named him Romero because I saw that film because I really loved it.
Oh, it's a great movie and a really underrated movie. If you're a George Romero fan, obviously everybody knows about the Dead movies, but he's made some great movies in the genre and outside of the genre that are fantastic. If you haven't seen Knight Riders, if you haven't seen Martin, which is one of the best vampire movies ever made.
Oh my God, so good.
But Monkey Shines is a great movie and the last half hour of that movie is among the most and it's the most suspenseful. It's, you know, like some of the most suspenseful stuff that Romero has ever directed. I mean, that last half hour is unbelievable of Monkey Shines. So, then you've of course you've got we mentioned Frogs before you got on the air, and of course you couldn't Vanessa, you couldn't not have an essay about Jaws.
Of course.
And tell me a little bit about who wrote the essay and did a great job.
Well, the essay is written by Warren Fahey, who is actually a fiction writer, but his work is very much influenced by Jaws. And the problem with Jaws was that every writer wanted to write about it.
Sure.
And, of course, I wanted to pick the best one, so I asked that a lot of people, like, why do you think I should pick you to write about a film? Because I really wanted it to be different.
Right.
I mean, everyone knows almost everything about Jaws already. And Warren started talking about a lot of anecdotes about how it influenced his own books, about the ways he's seen the film, like in Mexico with DIY censorship with cardboards and sharks and stuff like that. It was so original. I thought it was really fun.
I got to say, Vanessa, that was like my favorite part of that essay. Is him describing that theater where they would lower a piece of cardboard over the lens of the projector to block out the weird violence and stuff.
Yeah, indeed. That's something most people don't already know that's about the film or about the way it's been shown. So that's why I picked him to write about the movie.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. I'm thrilled that Of Unknown Origin was mentioned in this book.
Yeah.
Criminally underrated movie. Would you agree, Aaron?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, and it's easily one of Peter Weller's best hours on film.
No question.
I mean, you talk about suspense. I mean, that one just builds and builds and builds. And you're like, it's a guy versus a rat. And it's not even like a giant rat. It's just a regular rat.
Right.
And it just, I mean, again, just it's a masterful bit of like storytelling and social commentary. I mean, it's a terrific movie.
And Russell Fisher wrote the essay, and it's great. And the late, great George Cosmatos directed that movie. And, you know, he directed Rambo. He directed, Cobra. Which one did he do? Leviathan? Yes.
Yes.
He didn't do Deep Space Six with Sean Cunningham. Okay, yeah, Leviathan was him.
Right.
And he was a great director. Great director. And I also, before we let you guys go, thrilled that one of my favorite, weirdest 70s movies ever, and I love the fact that the two guys did kind of a dialogue about it, Night of the Lepus. Just, I can't, what can you say about Night of the Lepus, Vanessa? I mean, it's giant rabbits.
It's giant rabbits. That says enough, right? I mean, how can you make a good horror film about giant rabbits?
Yeah,
the film is completely ridiculous, and that makes it so fun.
Yeah, I love that movie, and I remember seeing it for the first time in the theater, and just like, wait a minute, what is this? Are they really? It's giant rabbits? And not a bad cast either. That's the other thing. Like they got a good cast in the film too. So, listen, Vanessa, congratulations. I love the book. I really do.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Aaron, always a pleasure, man. Got to get you back down in the studio soon, okay?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys take care. Thanks very much.
Have a good night.
All right, take care. There's Vanessa Morgan. She is the author, the editor of When Animals Attack, the 70 Best Horror Movies with Killer Animals. It's a great book, and a link on our Facebook page at 31 or 5, wait a minute, what am I talking about? Facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right, we'll take a break. News is next.